Right. Interceptor, infiltrator? No, that's a SIP infiltrator. This is the interceptor. Anyway, it's what Kylo Ren drives or
Oh,
flies.
nice.
Oh,
I
nice.
like Kylo Ren, even though he's a villain. I like Adam Driver.
And this one, do you recognize this? No, this one, sorry. This is where the fun begins. You get these two in the Revenge of the Sith.
I want to be like, yeah, but I don't know. I'm not very.
Snow speeder.
That's cool. I
One
like that
from
one.
Empire Strikes Back. Sith daggers. TIE dagger from Rise of Skywalker. What else we got? Got the AT-ST. Oh, bit of fluff hanging off it. That's cool.
Yeah, that is
That is
cool.
really cool. Then we got the. Oh, stay up. The AT-80. That one.
Think I've just hold on.
What?
Hello?
Hello?
Why are you only in my left ear?
Oh
Hello?
no, oh no, no,
No, that's
no.
turned you down. Oh, that's turned you
Oh
right up.
no. Ooh. Is it fixed?
Yeah, I think I've fixed your audio as well.
What?
Speak.
How?
I don't know. Wait.
Hello, I am Gog.
Wait. Yeah, just keep talking because I'm looking at the levels and I want.
This is some gay shit. This is some absolute gay. Man, can Lord come up your crib? Man, fuck you. I'll see you at work. Work with an E.
I fixed it. Your normal volume again.
Nice. Unless I just did something, because.
I don't know. Maybe the Lego helped. I'm glad we're in a good mood.
Yeah,
Because I've been
just gonna
recording that
go
entire time. Round of applause for.
day
Hello, Ben.
Hello.
Are you ready for the. T this is our 10th episode.
So I've got a meeting. I'll be back in 2 working days.
We'll cut when he's back. Oh, you're back.
Half of me thought about literally just going and just not coming back. But that wouldn't be pod, because then we couldn't do our episode about Minecraft.
Minecraft.
Mince craft.
Mince raft.
Monkle wrong.
Yeah, it is good though. We're on the 10th episode. I'm proud of us for making it this far. Tens of it's double digits. We're in double digits now.
Haven't gone nuts yet.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. We this yeah, we're going, you know, I like going through episodes with no knowledge. I actually think it's quite I
Well, we've got
feel
plenty of knowledge.
yeah, well, yeah, you know what I mean.
We've got almost 10, well, probably about
Yeah.
10 years of knowledge.
Yeah, I think this year will be my 10th year of playing Minecraft, which is pretty
Yep.
weird. Because,
Pretty nuts when you think about it, playing the same game for 10 years.
like, I'm going to be 22 in nine days. I've been playing since I was fucking 12, man. That's
I'm gonna be
what.
21 in just under a month as well.
I
Which
forgot
is
when your birthday
epic.
is.
16th of Feb.
Oh man, I was way wrong.
Month today is my dad's actually.
Oh, happy
3
birthday
days
and for
after
a
mine.
month.
Pretty epic.
Pretty happy. I mean anyway, Minecraft.
Craft.
We've got a little special spice for anyone on YouTube. On Spotify, get fucked, because this next bit is not gonna be on Spotify. But if you go to our YouTube channel, Benny Talks, you'll be able to see a little server tour of a world tour of our server that we've been building over the last 2.5 months. We'll go through that. That'll be fun. But for now, we'll just talk about Mince Raft. And when did you start? Oh, no, you know what? Here's a better question. What made you get Minecraft? What was it?
Daniel.
Just Daniel.
Dan got a laptop for his birthday, and that was the first person in our group to have a laptop, so we all were at his, or like on his birthday thing before we went out and did bowling or whatever it was back then. And but we're sat there like, oh my god, Minecraft. And
yes,
the earliest memory I have of Minecraft is watching Dan. We were sat in the living room, and our other friend Dan, who, let's, no offense to other Dan, it's a bit of a wuss years ago.
Okay.
And we, it turned nighttime. And what happens at nighttime? Mob spawn. Zombies, yeah. To be exact. And Dan got very scared of zombies to the point where he had to look away from the screen. And we'd built a ring of fire of torches. And that was it. I was like, I'm sold. I can break blocks, I can place blocks, I can make a furnace. That's my kind of game.
That's pretty cool.
You got it?
Yeah.
It is pretty cool.
I am one of the people that found it through the Yogscast. I very, very vividly remember watching the first episode of The Shadow of Israfel. Lewis and Simon play fucking survival Minecraft back in day.
Way back.
And I remember, like, I watched them for so long. Like, I would say like a good few months. And then I finally got my mum to buy it for me. And she did. And I was playing it. And my first memory of Minecraft, this is so clear in my head, it's fucking ridiculous. I remember, like, spawning into a world, like, walking around, going, like, figuring out controls. Because obviously, I was a little fucking little beta gamer, you know. I didn't know WASD was, like, the most. So I was, like, getting really confused on how to, like, move around and do things. And I remember walking into the ocean and I couldn't think of, like, how to swim. And I fucking drowned. Because I didn't think that the space bar would, like, make me rise. Oh, God. That is such a good memory for me.
It's strange, because it seems so obvious now. Every game on PC, space is jump.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, bog standard is jump. And back then, that is something you sort of forget. The first sort of keyboard game you play, before it was mainstream, you had to figure all that out.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny that I didn't know what, like, WASD was, and now I've got it tattooed on my fucking thing. And, like, I think that is just, we've done poetic. Yeah, it's poetic. It's nice. Okay. Yeah. 50%, Bennett. I want to talk about the like changes that Minecraft did, right? Because, like, I remember when fucking, like, wolves were added, right? And that was, like, hot shit. That was, like, good shit. So Notch and Jeb, they were, like, bros for life. Notch, you know, he's the creator. He is the man who made $1 billion.
Mm-hmm. Mental.
But what change am I thinking of? Oh, my God. It's just escaped me. Ah! I don't know what it is. I think it was the 1.8, the beta, when they added hunger and shit, you know, when they changed the lighting and everything.
Yeah.
I remember that was such a big deal. Like, because I remember, you know, the world generation changed as well.
It became a lot more smooth.
Yeah, it became a lot more like, well, yeah, exactly, smooth. That's, because the 1.8 worlds were, like, hella boring, as far as I remember. Like, they were too smooth. You know, there were no mountains or fun terrain, I would say.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah. But then, God, I'm remembering, it's just weird, like, how far Minecraft has come. Because it was like, when I think back 10 years ago, or like, let's say like 7 years ago, the game, to me, that feels like a long ass time ago. But then it feels like the changes that were made then feel recent. Like, when you think, like, that food used to have a black outline. Food didn't used to stack. That's weird. Like, you think now, like, yeah, food stacks, that's great, but why did it not stack before?
There's all sorts of things, though. Like, nowadays, we play Minecraft all the way through. You played Minecraft and it felt complete.
Yeah.
As you played it. But then they add stuff. And if you were to go back a bit, you think, God, it's empty. But I remember very clearly playing on Dan's Minecraft server and 1.6 had just come out. Horses were added, savannas were added, mesa, flower forests, all these few new things and new flowers and stuff that we could do. And it was all added in, and we were like, oh, that's too much. Like, and we would travel miles just to find a savannah. And now looking back at it, that is part of just every day. You spawn in savannas all the time. You see them everywhere. Like, it's crazy.
I think the weird one is when Tekkit was like such a huge thing, right? Yes. And that was on the version 1.2.5. That was the version that they added jungles.
And jungles are everywhere.
And I find that ridiculous, because I remember like when you played that version, it was like 99% of the time you spawned in a jungle, because they were like, hey, yeah, you want to use the new biome. And now it's like finding a jungle is a challenge. It's like a rare biome. It's like, what the fuck? And it's funny thinking back to playing Tekkit, and you think like, oh yeah, like not a lot has changed since like 1.2.5. But like everything changed.
So much.
So many things.
In some of the more recent ones, the graphics overhaul, they changed a lot of the textures for blocks, which was a massive like controversial thing almost.
Yeah.
Because you've had like similar, maybe before they did a couple subtle color changes and made it less washed out, or
they took away the black outline from things and like
and now they take wood and they redo that, leaves, stone, like even the stone's different.
But everything. The thing is, right, when that change first happened, I was one of the people that like fully embraced it. Like the new default textures, I view as the default textures. I think using texture from before feels wrong. Like
it makes it feel like blocky. I know it's a blocky game, but like it feels blocky. Now they've got smooth, nice, like gradient on it, and it feels really.
I know
nice.
What I mean. Yeah, it's
hard to explain, but
it's one of those things where you just look
more natural.
Yeah, you're like looking at it, and you just think that clearly works a lot better than it.
Yeah.
Than that, even though we were so used to that.
In a game of blocks, it now feels more real, which is such a crazy thing they've managed to do.
I think. Yeah, I do agree. It's so odd. It seems profound. It seems like we're just fucking stupid trying to talk about this right now. But like, it's really hard to put into words.
Live in a brick house.
Another thing that I'd love to talk about Minecraft is one of the things that like I would say it's like vastly known for is the music. Because C418 is just magical. It's those certain songs. You hear Sweden by C418. Mm-hmm. You think, wow, that's me standing on top of my like shitty watchtower that I built in beta 1.2_01. And the sunset's going down and you think, damn, this is it. This is beauty right here. This is what, this is why everything was put on this earth. So I could sit
better than
this,
that.
Yeah. And it was really funny during the first lockdown in like, I wouldn't say like June or July or something. I played through each version of Minecraft.
Yes.
And that was so fucking weird. Like the more as I was playing it, I was like, oh, you know, like trying to remember that there's so little of the game or whatever. But like, it seems like everything just evolved. Like you can argue, obviously now, like builders and stuff. Like there's a way to build things to add texture and stuff, but if you try to apply those methods back in an old version, it doesn't work because it doesn't look right. So when I was playing through the versions, I would build how I built when I played those versions, which was really weird. Like it'd just be a,
and it sort of forces you to though, doesn't it?
Yeah,
like, without even trying, you just, because you're limited and there's not all these blocks. You think, oh, I'll put a plant pot down. Plant pots don't exist. I'll connect these stairs on a corner. Oh, that doesn't work.
God. Yeah.
Like, everything. Loads of little things that we all sort of take for granted now. We live without that just fine.
Yeah.
Swimming.
Oh, my God,
that is a massive one. I remember we were playing vanilla Minecraft, and then we swapped back to Tekkit, and in Tekkit, obviously, there's no swimming.
Yeah.
It's just you go really slow in water, and that drove me nuts. Because I every time you jump in the water, you press control, bam, you swim nice and fast. Nuts.
The other thing What this is almost controversial in our group is how do you sprint?
Yes.
Because you and me, we're control, right? Yes. Because that's
little
fucking
finger.
Easy. I don't know what people go on about when they say, oh, my little finger can't... What the fuck? Your hands aren't you this fucking big.
Curls under, your little finger sits like that with its nail on top of
literally,
the
it's like, so if you're on, if this is on shift, boom. Boom. That's the movement, guys.
It's like that with any game. Call of Duty, that's you go prone with control.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's the same thing. If you can't do it, you're weird.
It's weird. But the thing is, when you mentioned Tekkit, control wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
You had to sprint by double tapping. I can't believe that was ever a thing. And it seems like everyone who does use double tap W to sprint forgets the errors that it would do. You know that fucking jitter that you would do?
Yeah, you have to go and then you start.
You move before you start sprinting. Whereas with control, you're sprinting. It's like at the start of a 100-meter race with the things, the like launch thing.
Mm.
Why would you want to stutter before you start running?
I pretty much spam control all the time. Yeah. Like whatever I'm doing, if I'm running up a hill, I'm just repeatedly pressing it to restart the sprinting. I don't have to double tap all the time, because otherwise I'd just be spamming and not going anywhere, really.
Exactly.
Like, it just makes sense.
It just makes sense.
It just does. And if someone, you know, ever plays with toggle buttons, where you toggle shift, press it and let go and you're shifting, that's wrong.
Yeah, that's wrong. That's incorrect.
Because the whole point of it's called shifting. We don't call it sneak. Although it's supposed to be called sneak, you say I'm shifting.
I think an argument can be made for consoles, though.
Because that's very different.
Though. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like if you're on a computer, if you're using a keyboard, there is no need to have it on toggle. There's none, literally none. Auto jump. Why is that a thing?
Oh yeah. Well, why is it automatically on? If you want to have it on, put it on.
I'm trying to wonder why it is a thing though, because it can't be like an accessibility thing, right? Like, because if they're able to use WASD and D, they're able to use space.
It might be.
I don't know.
I guess I was going to think, like, if you don't have a thumb as well, you could just use the palm of your hand. Like, oh, that's what space does in Discord.
We've been over this before, that mine doesn't do it.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting.
Look what this one does.
Oh, God. That'll always make me laugh. I hate that makes me laugh.
Very nice.
What was the first mod you remember? One that you like... Okay, let's try and break it down. Like, there's like... I don't know how to break it down properly, but like a classic mod, right? So one you'd use between like... From like when you first got the game up until... Let's say release or Tekkit, and then from post Tekkit onwards, because like there was this weird era where like modding Minecraft was a pain in the dick because it was the bridge between using mod loader and Forge.
Yeah.
It was like some mods didn't do one, some didn't do the other, some were neither, some were on their own. But now everything's easy. Now we're back to being like,
it's
chuck
just
it in a folder,
drag and drop. Yeah.
Yeah.
To this day, other than using a launcher, I've never modded Minecraft. I've not downloaded a single mod, unless you count Optifine, which doesn't really count.
I don't think that counts.
I've never downloaded a single mod. I've only
That's
ever
insane.
Gone through Feed the Beast or the Technic Pack launcher, all these different things. That's the only one that I've done.
Oh, dude. I used to make like mod packs for myself for like a world that I would do. Like, that's ridiculous. Jeez. Like, I used to, like, mow creatures. That was, like, my shit. I loved that. They added horses back in then. The guy who made the mow creatures mod works for Mojang.
Yeah, yeah. They added him in.
The world is crazy. The world is a crazy place. What's another one?
It's so strange.
There's so many.
I used to watch Skyder's Minecraft's mod reviews all the time.
Mm.
And I remember all these different ones he added. Like, I think it was called, like, Eddies. And these were giant, white, long figures with a mouth from the head to the toes. Oh. And they would spawn in and you'd fight them and get, like, some OP Eddie sword or Eddie pickaxe and all this stuff. It was so simple back then.
Dude.
It's weird, though, because some of the mods that we used to go, that's cool, I want that. Mm. And now things in the game.
Pistons.
Pistons, yeah.
That was a big one. Although I get why they didn't do the exact piston mod, right? Because the ones in there were, obviously they were like hella expensive. It was like iron and gold to make it. But they would launch the player. But the Pistons now just like nudge. Rather than
Well, you can do it now with a slime block on top.
Very true. Oh my goodness.
So yeah, they've technically, than making a single item that does it, they've allowed themselves to add something else to make it more interesting.
Dude, there's so much interesting shit about Minecraft. Mm-hmm. It's actually unreal. Like, and we don't, this isn't even including like the fucking brainiacs of Minecraft. Like, do you remember Seth Bling? Seth Bling still do stuff?
He resurfaced quite recently, I believe. Why is my light flickering? Stop. Thank you. Seth Bling resurfaced recently, I'm pretty sure. Because him and Etho were always working together because they're both geniuses. I still watch Etho all the time.
Does he still do his Let's Play?
Yeah, he's still doing Etho Plays Minecraft. He's on like 500 and something episodes.
That is awesome.
He did a world tour recently, and it's crazy because you go back to certain parts where he hasn't visited in a year or two.
Yeah.
And it, other than textures, the blocks that are there are only blocks that are in that version. He's not added anything, which is so cool to me.
I think, I talked about this like fucking ages ago, just because, you know, when we would always make jokes about 2B2T.
Mm-hmm.
And, I was watching someone do one of those like I survive 24 hours on 2B2T, right? And they were like heading out to like try and make a base or whatever, and they saw a tree, right? And it was one of the big trees, like, you know, the fuck off oak ones that no one likes. And one of the comments was, if you look at the tree, all the logs are facing downwards. And that means that tree grew in 2012. And no one has chopped it down until the YouTuber did.
Shit,
In like 2018 or something.
That is nuts.
How fucking crazy is that? Like, that actually blew my mind that someone had generated that part of the world. And it was like a lone tree as well. Like, it wasn't like in a forest. It was just on its own, big tree. And it hasn't been touched. It was untouched for about 6 to 8 years or something.
That is nuts.
That is nuts. 2B2T is a strange place.
Yeah.
But that is like the only place.
The underworld, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the only place where that strange, like that kind of event could happen. Because
on a public server, at least.
Yeah.
People all have worlds where it's like that. But then you think,
I don't know. It's a lot less likely for someone in a single player world to have that kind of, because it had to be generated. So it means they had to go there in 2012 and then not touch it until, you know, when they added fucking
Wonky logs.
Dude, it's so awesome. It's just awesome.
I suppose something we need to talk about is what they're going to be adding to Minecraft next. Because this next one, that like the last few updates, it's another big one.
Yeah.
It's revamping a part of the game that is, when you think of Minecraft, it's one of the things you think of. You think of mountains.
And the name of the game, mines.
Mining.
Caves.
Yeah, exactly. Caves.
Can you believe
caves are finally
have not touched caves in a decade in how they
did. That is nuts.
Well, I think they did change slightly because then they introduced underwater caves, but that barely counts.
Yeah.
Because they generate the same just with water in them, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we're getting, It's just big. I kind of like that they update it now in like big chunks rather than like loads of little
rather than
ones.
Trickle feeding.
Yeah,
I like it. Because then you have enough time in between to play a world, play the shit out of it, enjoy it, get bored of it, and then
get it again. But the thing is, like, I get it for like the beginning of its life cycle, right? Because it was like an alpha and beta, right? So it's constantly updating. So it was like, I've added this and I've changed this. And you said that, you know, zombies were being cunts, so I made them do this instead. And, you know, that's fine. But then after release, it'd be annoying for like, even just like mod makers, right? Texture pack artists, if they constantly are changing things and adding like one block at a time, it's kind of like a bit of a piss take to fucking try and sort that out. So I can't remember when they started it. I want to say it was the 1.12, right? Is that when that was the world of color, right? That's when they added concrete and shit.
I think so, yeah.
Because then 1.13 was ocean, 1.14 was...
Oh, 1.14 was bees.
That was villagers and pillagers.
It was 14.
Yeah, no, 15 was bees, you fucking chump.
Was it 15?
Yeah, because that's when... That's the... that we started our server, our first one, on 1.15. And...
We did.
Yeah, and that was Royd's bee.
Oh, Royd's bee and Royd's bee. Carl bee in a boat. No, it was John. John?
Yeah. Shit. John. We had made a shrine to him. Poor John.
I made a shrine to him and then Will blew it up.
We need... We constantly bring up Will. Will even brought this up to us and we still have found a way to bring Will up. Will, I know you listen to this on Spotify, you little fuck.
Baldy.
We look the same at the moment.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's beside the point. Fuck you, Will. We love you. But yeah, all the big updates. Yeah, since, because there was like this big, do you remember that big drought between, I don't know how often you were playing, I mean, I feel like you did play Minecraft during this time anyway. Yeah. But I want to say it was between like one point, you know what? I'm going to Google it. Look up the Minecraft updates, like infographic, and see if it comes up. Because there's like this huge gap between like 2012 and 2014 where like, no, between like 2015 and 2017 where like fuck all got added. It was something like one thing did. Oh, I don't know. Yeah, my memory. See if you can find it. I mean, if you can't, like, I know I'm telling like a half truth at least. There was like a drought. I just don't know when it was. And I don't know which update it was after. But it was basically... It was when people said that... It was like when Fortnite was massive. And people said that Minecraft was dying. But then Minecraft came back because of various things. Like streamers, an update, etc.
Oh, yeah. So there's... It's... 1.10 was June 8, 2016. Then November 2016 got an update. Then we didn't get an update until June 2017. And then it was between the World of Color and the Aquatic update. It was June 7th, 2017. And the gap was until July 18th, 2018.
Jesus. So it was over a year.
Over a year. Over and the Village and Pillage was April 23rd, 2019. Bees... 2019 December, Nether June 2020, Caves and Cliffs is yet to be released.
That's fucking nuts.
That is crazy.
I remember that there was a huge drought. I honestly barely remember playing in that time between. I do remember when the ocean update was added, but I remember not playing with the World of Color update because
it just. Like, I don't think I played. There was a good 2 years where I did not play the game. I think it was Ocean's World of Color. So that big gap, I never noticed that big gap.
The thing is, I think I was just... Like, I play it, but not for very long. Like, it wasn't like a game I would, like, sit... I'd play it for, like, half an hour, like, once every couple of weeks if I were, like, remembered. But that's so weird that there was actually a time where people thought Minecraft was going to die because of that.
Oh, yeah.
That it really was just, like... There was nothing being added. It was all kind of like same.
It's getting a bit stagnant.
Yeah, there was nothing going on.
But then... you look at it now, and now it is, again, as it should be, one of the most popular games to date.
100%. And it still deserves it, I think. Like people
100%.
People can argue like when like Jeb took over, or like when certain people were added, or when they started doing the updates in like large updates rather than small ones. Like you could... There's two sides of the coin. Like, you know, maybe some people didn't like the way it went, but overall, the game is far better than it was during, like... I would say, honestly, the release of Minecraft was fucking dead.
Yeah.
Like, I actually... it's a gaming, like, Minecon was, like, such a weird, cringy kind of event, but, like, there was nothing to it, like...
It was so small back then.
It was. 2011. That 2011 is when they released the game.
Yeah.
That is 10 years ago.
It's nuts.
That is nuts. I remember watching the live stream of Minecon. And now look where we are. Doing a fucking podcast episode about it.
It gives such a weird feeling thinking about this, because I don't know whether it makes you sad, but it's weird. I can't describe how I'm feeling.
I feel like
talking about it, it's so odd.
Yeah.
Thinking of how much of your life has had Minecraft in it. And I know that's sad.
Yeah, but you're right though. 50% of my life has been Minecraft.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
It's crazy.
There's no other game that I've played for that amount of time.
No.
Like the one that came the closest is GTA 5. Because
it's
like
probably the same for me.
Like I've played GTA 5 every year since 2013. But
that's crazy as well.
Yeah.
Minecraft was 2 years old when GTA came out.
Yeah. Dude.
GTA still feels, even though that came out in 2013, it feels recent.
Yeah, that's because they're doing the whole online thing. We could honestly do an entire episode on the GTA series, honestly.
Yeah, we could do.
Because GTA... The thing is, it'd be like the whole GTA series would be one episode, but then GTA 5 would have to be its own because, like, there's just so much shit,
so much,
like, surrounding that game that...
Controversy,
yeah,
problems.
Part of it I love. Anyway, that's not about GTA. No. Minecraft.
Sidetracked.
But, yeah, we got into it as, like, a huge group. Obviously, that's how we met. We've mentioned it. We mentioned it on the Christmas episode that... we started playing like properly, like all of us, since fucking, what was it? March. Was it March?
Late March. Early March.
Early March of 20...
Mid-March, I think.
Yeah, probably something around that. Since March of 2020 is how long we've been mates and how long we've been playing Minecraft. Pretty regularly, I would say. Because there was like, we got really into it between the first lockdown, between March and let's say like, it did kind of die off like in June, July-ish time. But like we still played. And then there was a gap where we didn't have a server. Dan stopped paying, which is fair. No one really, we didn't really want to play with. Yeah, you know, we were doing other things. Yeah, we did play Warzone a lot and CSGO.
Yeah.
But then recently, we started it in November, which is kind of weird because we're in like coming up to late January now.
We started it. We did, didn't we?
Yeah, because it was as soon as lockdown was announced.
Everyone
was like, yeah, I'm so down to play. And then Dan got a new server.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. We've been playing that. This world that we're currently on is coming up to its now nearly fourth month. Yeah, November, December, nearly all of January. So it's coming up on its fourth month.
Bloody hell.
Yeah. And
third.
No, because all of November, all of December, we're nearly through with January. February
right.
would be
oh,
its
yeah,
fourth
yeah.
month. Yeah. Right. So it'll be starting its fourth, is what I meant.
Starting its fourth. That is nuts.
We've
done a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot. Honestly,
there is a lot on that.
When getting B-roll for the next video, there is over like 60 clips of buildings and shit that people have built.
Really?
And the thing is, I don't know if I've got everything because there's probably some things that I've missed. But like, there is so much there. Some of it like huge, some of it small, but like it is... I mean, we'll go into it in the tour video, but Alpha Land on its own has about 15 to 16 clips. And I genuinely don't think... I think Rob's going to get mad because there is still so much that could be seen. Well, obviously, the video that we do, Ben, honestly, it's going to be a long one. I can just foresee it because we're going to talk about each thing. We're going to talk about who built it, et cetera, it's going to be great.
And I don't care how long it is.
Yeah, I don't care.
As much as it's for people to watch, it's for me to reminisce.
Yeah, because it's our server. Like, we haven't shown the server to anyone.
No.
Other than ourselves. It's kind of just serving as, like, a memory. Because chances are we're still going to play it. Like, there's still loads of unfinished builds on the server as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I've got a clip of the fucking Colosseum right now, which is just a giant fucking stone
Dirt
circle.
Ring.
No, it's a stone ring now.
Oh, is it stone?
Yeah,
now?
Stone. I think it's Anderson.
I haven't been on in a while. I haven't been on in, like, a week and a half, so I don't know. Yeah.
Well, everyone got addicted to Rust, as we mentioned in the last episode, yeah.
Yep, still on that hype.
Still on that hype. But I think Minecraft's still got a long way to go.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And the thing is, we're going to carry on playing, like, especially in the 1.17 update, because world generation's fucking changing. I cannot wait.
Again.
I cannot, because the thing is, Ben, right, we aren't going to be looking for a flat area of land. Oh, no.
We're going to be looking for
We're going to create a mountain town. Mecha Bingo 3000. I don't know what number we're on.
No, Mecha Bingo 7000
V3. Yeah. V3. Mecha Bingo 7000 V3 will be mountainous. Or it could even be bridges, in a cave. Going... It could even be in a fucking
no,
cave.
No.
You don't like that one. You don't like the huge caves. That could
I like the oh if you build like little huts on the side of like the cave walls
that's more like a village that you make that no one lives in, you know, that's like a it's like a decorative village almost, not one we'd probably make. We'd probably live on the surface. I think
that a rule needs to be set early on that Rob builds far away though.
Yeah, oh, because he fucking won't make the mountain look natural. It would just be a
no, because the mountain will be a square. Yeah, it would just be a pyramid, and then he'll put some snow on top. And Zoe, stay there.
Do you know it's funny? We're gonna name drop Rob and Zoe because like Rob knows the game well. He still plays constantly, which is I find hilarious. Yeah. Like he's on it every day, which is amazing. Zoe has come so far from when she first started playing to now, which is just so adorable.
It's and what fun. Makes it even better that she uses a trackpad.
Does she still use a trackpad?
I think so. I'm pretty sure she does. So she's done everything.
We'll assume she must have got a mouse by this point. Whatever. Well, I'll fucking ask her after that. We'll talk about it in the fucking tour video because I'll text her and see what's... Do you use a trackpad?
Just do use a trackpad. Don't even say anything about Minecraft. Nothing. Yeah. Out of context, use a trackpad.
And I would love it especially if she goes, yeah, for Minecraft though. Like, implying that she uses a mouse for everything else, but for Minecraft.
She goes, oh, we're coming off Minecraft. Let me just plug in this baby. We're going on Google. Oh, hell yeah. Get the gaming mouse.
Let me get my fucking... Oh, no, that's a... Nah, don't worry. The silence is so loud when we do that.
Pardon?
Sorry? Do you know... Wait, this is... No. Oh, I lost... You know what? My brain just turned to fucking mush. It turned to mashed potatoes just then.
Brain fart.
Yeah. I think it's because, like, I've got a lack of food. I don't have a lot of food in the flat right now. I'm very poor, and I don't get my furlough pay until the 31st. How many days are there in January? 31.
31, yeah.
I won't get paid until the 30th, which is obviously quite far away. And I currently have no food. I have 4 bits of bacon, Ben.
What, like individual rations?
Yes, and I've got some bread. And I've got butter, so I can make 2 bacon sandwiches.
And is there anything else?
I've got crisps and biscuits, but the biscuits are more for like diabetes and stuff, not really like sustenance. I will need to go spend money. I can't wait 10. It's too long. 10 days, fucking hell. Holy shit, it is 10 days. It's 11. Oh, God.
Yeah, you're going to have to go spend money.
I fucking hate being... I need a job. Bentley Talks needs to pay. Look, if you want to...
Donate, please.
Donate.
Please, we need it.
Look.
Finn needs to eat.
Share.
Marcus this. Rashford, where are you? Finn got to eat, man.
Look, all we ask is that you kindly like the video, you know, stream on Spotify. Share this with everyone. And I mean everyone. Please. Look at Ben. He's all right, actually. He's doing okay.
I'm all right.
You have a job. I have a job. I'm just on furlough.
I'll give you some money if you need it.
No. What am I? A fucking...
I'm just doing that to look good on camera. Fuck you.
Some people are shouting out there. Crazy bastards.
Shout Minecraft out the window.
Oh, I can't be bothered to open the window. My blinds are down. I can shout it, though. They probably still hear me. Oh, they're running! Oh! I wonder why they're running. That's crazy. Anyway, we'll end it there, because we've got a fucking... Probably a 4-hour video to film.
Nice. I'm happy about this one, though.
Yeah, I am very happy. So, again, subscribe, like us on Twitter, follow us on Insta, fucking do everything, do all of the things that we normally ask you to do that nobody really does. It's really okay that you don't do it. We just ask that you do because it helps out, and we really love doing it, and you know, we really try. We try really hard.
Well, I think now we're back and back into the flow.
Yeah, definitely.
We get some bangers out.
We are.
We've got a good one that we're going to record.
We've got this. This is a good one. This is a banger right here.
Yep. Yep.
Next one we do.
That's going to be good. Mando.
Is that one? No, because this is coming out on the 23rd. And then the next one was Will. Because he just wants to have a chat. And then Mando is after that. So in a week's time, you'll see one with Will, who again we are name dropping. We love Will.
We love Will.
And then a week after that, Will. We have season 2 of The Mandalorian that we're going to talk about, which is very exciting.
Which may be a long one. So
it may be a long one. Assholes. Yeah, prepare. You know what? I actually don't mind the long ones. I think the thing is, it's kind of like a mix. Like there are some that I don't mind that are short because, like, you know, some it's just easily digestible. But then some that I really love that we talk for so long about something, regardless of what it is. So, yeah. Anyway,
kind of pog.
So I don't know. From now, just like, subscribe, do all the crazy shit that we love doing. Fair enough.
Fair enough. See you.